Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Autism Stories. I'm your host, Doug Bletcher, the founder of Autism Personal Coach. Autistic people are the true experts of the autistic experience, and Autism Stories is where we interview autistic people to learn from their stories, experiences, and get their insights. If you would like to be notified about each week's episode of Autism Stories, we suggest you subscribe on your favorite podcast listening platform. We would also appreciate it if you could give us a positive rating and review, as it will help others to learn about autism stories. On today's episode, Alex Stratikis joins us to discuss traveling to over 30 countries and every continent and his experience with living houseless but not homeless. We hope you enjoy today's conversation. Thanks so much to Alex for the conversation. To learn more about Alex and his tips on traveling, please check out the link in the podcast description for this episode. Here at Autism Personal Coach, our clients are the experts, our coaches are the guides. The majority of supports for autistics are not helpful. They try to fix us, not support us. That's why many are confused when we say our clients are the experts. Experts of their lived experience. Our clients are the experts for what has worked for them and about the things that they need and want in their lives. Our coaches first listen to our clients and then ask thoughtful questions, offer resources, and strategize with our clients so they can get what they need to thrive. Would you want a guide in your life to coach you to get the things you desire? If so, then visit autismpersonalcoach.com for more information. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Autism Stories, and if you did, if you could tell a friend, foe, or anyone you know about it so they could have the same enjoyable and educational experience as you when listening to Autism Stories, it would be very much appreciated. Until next time, I'm Doug Bletcher of Autism Personal Coach. Talk to you then. Alex, thanks so much for joining me here today on Autism Stories.
Thank you for having me.
I'd like to start off by learning, where does your story in the autistic community begin?
So I guess it goes back to, I think, around the age of 5 or maybe 6. That was when I was formally diagnosed, not long after I started school. So yeah, I guess I've kind of been in touch with myself as an autistic person, you know, knowing that consciously from a very young age.
You, as an adult, you travel around the world in a bid to understand yourself and this vast, interesting planet that we live on. You've been to, I believe, over 30 countries and to every continent. So I'm wondering, what have been some of your favorite travel experiences up to this point?
I think it's definitely hard to narrow down. You know, I think there's always, probably for every trip up until this point, there's always been, like, you know, something memorable about it. Looking at maybe things a bit more generally, I think overall the best trips have definitely been the most spontaneous ones. I have kind of learned over time that spontaneous travel works better for me. You know, I am more keen on routines in my daily non-travel life. But when it comes to travel, I have found over time, I guess through trial and error, that spontaneity definitely works better for travel. I kind of threw all the routines out the window, as opposed to, you know, when I first started traveling, I was very rigid and I would set up the whole schedule before I went and, like, tried to follow it through very to a T, you know. But now, sometimes I only do, like, planning maybe, like, 1 or 2 days ahead. And it definitely gives you a lot more leeway and freedom to say yes to things that come your way, you know, like, especially if you're traveling for a bit more longer term and you maybe meet someone along the way, or if you're about a place you didn't know of before, or, you know, just any opportunities that come your way. So I definitely think those are the best ones, in my opinion. It's happened quite a lot lately. It has opened a lot more, I guess, gateways in my travel experiences. And yeah, definitely made for the best trips.
I'm fascinated by that because I'm very connected to my routine. So when you say, like, spontaneously a day or two in advance, like, Is this like a road trip you're driving to? Are you flying somewhere a few hours away? Like, how in depth do these experiences go?
I think it definitely depends on the trip. Like, thinking back to some specific ones. So when I went to Mexico for the first time, I was planning, I think I was only going to plan to go for 2 weeks, and then I was going to go back to California. But so I only booked one night at the hostel, and I was going to, that was when I was starting to get into this, you know, like spontaneity thing. I wanted to just see how it went down without really planning too much. So on the way from the airport, on the bus, the guy sitting next to me was actually in my hostel when we started chatting. And he knew some people already there. I met them, so I kind of connected with more people. They were planning on going to a different location, I think 2 days from that point, and asked me if I wanted to go. So I did. There we met even more people, you know, they went their own way. But then I met these people, some locals, and they were like, oh, come over here. I think it was to Playa del Carmen. And it was just kind of like this constant cycle the whole time I was there of, you know, meeting new people and then maybe going on road trips. That was one thing. Someone rented a car at one point. So yeah, the whole time I didn't actually plan anything consciously, at least. You know, like I had some ideas of places I wanted to go and things I wanted to do. But I wasn't like, you know, I'm going to do it this day and I have to do it this time. And I was just waiting to see, you know, like where I kind of ended up and what people I met along the way. And often, more often than not, you know, like there was people there to, I guess, do stuff with or socialize with or, you know, like who would introduce me to new places and new people. So, yeah, for me, it was definitely it opened my eyes kind of thing.
So when you travel, I'm wondering about your accessibility needs. Like when you are thinking about going places in terms of like venues and maybe places to visit, places to eat, like how do those things work for you?
I think definitely in terms of, for me personally, I think noise. I'm definitely a bit more sensitive to noise and crowded environments. I try to avoid them. It's not always easy, you know, like when you're in cities and stuff. But that can usually leave me feeling very overwhelmed. So, you know, I think for me, like trying to consciously think about, you know, like triggers that maybe might impact the trip prior to, you know, like going to a certain location. Because, you know, it depends. It varies from place to place. So obviously I try and think about those before I go and see like maybe what might come my way, like anticipate, you know. And yeah. In terms of, I think trying to avoid where possible. And, you know, I've gotten to kind of know myself better through travel and like know my own boundaries. So I think previously I might have been more, you know, like if it was something that was making me feel uncomfortable or putting its pressure on me or something like that, I might have been more inclined not to offend anyone I was with, you know, like, oh, what would they think? But now I'm just like, you know, more comfortable from walking away from a place or an environment or a situation if it's like maybe impacting me in terms of like sensory overload or anything like that. So yeah.
Now you identify as houseless, not homeless. So when thinking about being houseless, what does that look like for you?
I think definitely when I was thinking about that, I actually took that line off a movie. So I don't know if you've seen Nomadland. I actually watched it on a plane. I can't remember where I was going. But yeah, that was one of the lines from the movies. And that really kind of stuck with me. I mean, it is definitely looking at things in terms of a nomadic perspective. Yeah, it is coming from like, you know, a point of privilege. It's not referring to like homelessness at all. You have a roof over your head. But it's, yeah, it's definitely, you know, like looking at things from a nomadic perspective, you know, you don't really have a settlement point as such or a home base, you know. So yeah, I guess pretty much since I graduated university, I have kind of been on the move more often than not, you know, and it's not forever. I don't think it's something I want to keep going on when I'm like 60 or something like that, you know, but while I'm younger, I definitely do want to see as many places as possible. I guess that definitely ties into it, yeah.
What would you say are some important factors you think autistic people should think about in regards to the idea of being houseless? if that would be a good way of life for them for, you know, temporarily or maybe even a longer period of time than that.
I definitely think you need to, if that's something you're maybe thinking about or considering, you definitely have to look at the aspect of, you know, like routines and planning and stuff, because I guess for the most part, kind of gets thrown out the window. Or, you know, it creates an entirely new set of routines and just daily life, I guess. So that's something I think you kind of have to adjust yourself to. I think, yeah, you know, like when I first started traveling, I definitely found the change in routines harder as opposed to now. But it's definitely something that's gotten easier over time. Yeah, I think the more I travel, like the more I kind of become comfortable with being in new environments as opposed to before. So for moving around and, you know, like maybe staying in a place for a few weeks even, or even a few days, that's something that it's, I don't want to say practice, but yeah, you know, for me at least, it took a bit of time of getting used to, but I think the payoff in terms of being able to see some of these places is outweighs the negatives, in my opinion.
Now, you started a travel blog, Autism Adventures Abroad, and it's turned into a really important autistic-led tourism space. What important opportunities have come your way by just starting to write about probably something that you're passionate about, travel?
I think definitely the best ones that have come my way have been, I think, more personal messages from people, like members of the autistic community, because that was one of the main reasons I started it. You know, it was just to show a different side of, like, autism that I didn't see anywhere on the internet. You know, like, as someone who's autistic and who travels, there wasn't a lot of information online coming from someone who was autistic. I did see some from, like, maybe families, industry professionals, but yeah. So when I was able to get some messages from members of the autistic community who were saying that they found it and they were happy to get some information about different places or perspectives or tips and stuff, that's always like good to hear. And then I guess looking from the industry perspective, yeah, I've been able to connect with some great organizations and individuals who, you know, are also very passionate about accessibility, inclusivity, DEI, so, which is obviously the main focus as well. You know, it is about making the tourism industry more accessible to benefit autistic travelers. There's a lot of great work going on right now, but it's definitely a constant process. You know, there's always work to be done. So I'm just trying to, you know, use my own experiences to branch some of the middle ground and hopefully, yeah, improve the experience for everyone across the board.
So I don't know if this applies to you or not, but whenever I leave the city that I live in, I feel kind of, and I go somewhere where I really don't know people, I feel somewhat of a weight lift off my shoulders in the sense that I know there's certain demands that can't be placed on me. So I'm wondering how visiting new places might impact you in terms of anxiety or things like that.
I actually agree with you on that point, especially, I guess there's different levels to it, but, you know, like looking from a different country or different area in the country, you know, like culturally, I think, you know, there is, as a tourist or someone who doesn't live there, there is a, I guess, in some ways, yeah, the demands are removed, and in other ways, they're replaced with other, you know, like lesser demands, maybe as a tourist, you know. You're not expected to act in the same way as the locals. The language maybe impacts that as well. They don't know. You're not expected to act the same way as everyone else there. Looking at cities as well, you know, I grew up in the countryside, and I do know a lot of autistic people that prefer, you know, like country environments as opposed to like urban city environments. For me, it's actually the opposite, because I really, you know, like growing up in the country, it's, you know, like small communities. I feel like everyone knows everyone else's business sort of thing. So, you know, like in the city, there's definitely a much higher level of like anonymity, which I like. You know, I can just go about my daily life without having to really worry about anyone or, you know, like being judged. I don't know. I think in a city environment, you know, you can just be yourself a lot easier and just kind of blend in with the crowd. I know some people don't like that, but for me, it's perfect. I could just go on with my life, and it definitely reduces the anxiety. I mean, I guess another flip side of that, you do have maybe more crowds to deal with, but for me, I think, yeah, you're never, it's like a happy medium.
Yeah, and how can our listeners learn about you beyond this interview?
So probably the best way would be my website, or I'm also on Instagram. That's where I put most of my travel pictures and videos. So yeah, either autismadventuresabroad.com. That's where I keep all my blogs and all my resources. And yeah, there's a contact form on there. So yeah, either my website or Instagram, whatever is easier for people.
Well, I'm going to be following your Instagram and live through your travel experiences and see all the wonderful places you've been to. Thanks so much for your time today, Alex.
Thank you so much.